السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
In the name of Allah the Merciful, verily we have given you to our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the Kawthar, which is abundance. So pray to thou unto thy Lord and offer sacrifice. Verily, your enemy shall be the one cut off. Al-Kawthar was revealed to the Prophet to console him when Umar ibn al-As and Hakim ibn al-As were taunting the Prophet to be Ebtar. In literal meaning, Ebtar is referred to an animal whose tail has been cut off. In this case, it was used as a metaphor that there was no one to inherit the Prophet's family tree. In other words, no descendants. That night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Gabriel to Muhammad, peace be upon him, to tell him, your Creator has sent you these fruits to eat and commanded you to go back and be with your wife. Your wife will then bear you a child, and you will name that child Fatima. She will be your fountain of your descendants. Fatima alayhi salam is more than just the daughter of the Prophet. She is a symbol of perfectionism. Islam is a cinnamon for humanity and all humanitarian values. And if not for her, the most upright creed or code of behavior would have remained imperfect. Her generosity is indescribable. Here is one infinite story describing the woman titled Sayyida Nisa al-Alami, or the mistress of all women. One day a beggar showed up at her doorsteps asking for supper. Even though it was not Ramadan, the household had decided to fast for 3 days. Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam took the supper she had just prepared for her family and gave it to the beggar at her door. They had no food left to eat, thus leaving them to go on an empty stomach. The next night, another beggar showed up at her door asking for food. Keep in mind, they are still fasting. Fatima alayhi salam took the only food they had and gave it to the elderly. Can we find someone comparable in the century we live in today? In Ramadan, we come home from school or work and spend the remainder of the day counting the minutes that stand between the food and us. If a beggar knocked at your door while you're counting the last 60 seconds, would you think of giving away the only bite you had to eat to them? Maybe a few of us are capable of doing that, but how many of us can donate the only dress they have for their wedding a few hours before the wedding ceremony? Prophet Muhammad had bought her a dress to wear for her wedding ceremony. A few hours before the ceremony, the Prophet told Fatima alayhi salam to go and wear her wedding dress. Fatima alayhi salam replied with, I am wearing it. The Prophet questioned, but this is an old dress. It's not the dress that I bought you. Where is the dress I bought you, Fatima? She replied, hasn't the Prophet taught me that when I give charity, I give things dearest to me, and not things that I no longer want or need? I gave it to a poor lady that had nothing to wear. The Prophet was very touched by her noble act and asked her to go to her room, for a dress had been waiting for her and it was sent by God. Generosity is just one of the numerous traits Sayyidina Fatima alayhi salam possessed. Her iman, faith, was incomparable. Her strong faith gave her the courage to speak amongst evil of any kind. She spoke the truth in ways that shook the ground beneath the disbelievers. Even her enemies acknowledged her strength. Her speech in the masjid will forever remain throughout history. Her voice struck her enemies like thunder. This knowledgeable woman, witnessed by millions, stood to question Abu Bakr's faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet, peace be upon him. She was not afraid to speak of justice, for she was justice itself. We all stand here today full of sins that can build mountains. It is true, we are nowhere near perfection. And we will never be as she was. But that should not limit our lifestyle. The fact that we acknowledge our perfection, our imperfection, is enough for us to seek improvement. I hope that as I leave today, you keep in mind that we're all sinners. But what differs from one sinner to another is how we admit our mistakes and the step we take to fix them or ask for forgiveness. We all know that it was Prophet Muhammad Salam had preached and was such a practice. As I end my speech, I leave you with a few words from the last speech that Sayyidat Nisa' al-Alameen alayhi salam left us with. You, the servants of Allah, are the ones maintaining the injunctions and prohibitions and the carriers of His religion and His revelation and the trustees of Allah upon your souls and the propagators of His religion among the other nations. Thank you.